Okay. Omar, over here is the Mishnah Muberes Chaveray. We learned in the Mishnah the Muberes Chaveray. There's no din of giving to drink the pregnant woman of your friend. In other words, you weren't here last night. So we discussed this with you last night. A man is married to a woman. Okay, he's married to a woman, and then the man either dies or he divorces her. The woman is pregnant. Let's go ahead. Take a step back. A woman who is pregnant. Okay, she's pregnant. What happened to her husband? Her husband either dies or the husband divorces her.
Yeah.
You following?
Yeah.
And now someone is she allowed to get married? No. A woman who is pregnant is not allowed to marry. The reason why she is not allowed to marry is because we lose on Shabbos together.
Yeah, yeah.
Is because we're afraid that she's going to give birth, and then she's going to have a baby, and the baby, and then she, being that she's married to a new husband, she'll get pregnant a second time with the new husband. When a woman gets pregnant, the milk dries up, and the baby's going to starve to death. So the Chazal said a woman who has a child, a muberis, is not permitted to get married. Because it is a sakana.
You have to wait up to 2 years.
Right, it is a sakana for the child because we are choshed that the new husband will get his wife pregnant, the milk will dry up, and then the baby will starve to death.
So this is only with the husband. But if she gets divorced, we mentioned there's a machleik. Are those that say?
Okay, fine. Right. Very good.
Because the husband has to still
you're right.
Support.
Correct. Fine. Let's not go into the details. So it says in the Mishnah that let's say this person is an avarion. Shalaikidin, he marries a woman who is a muberes, and then he does kinui and stira on his wife. She does not
during those 2 years.
During those 2 years, correct? She does not drink from the Mayim Hamorim. Why not? Because he is in a marriage that is usser. Mm-hmm. And the rule of thumb is if a man is married to a woman be isser, the Mayim are not baidik. That is what it says in the Mishnah. Anytime a person is married to a woman, and according to Halacha, the marriage is be'isser, they are not allowed to be married, the Mayim will not be Baidek the Isha. The only time the Mayim is Baidek in Isha, after Kinui and Stira, is if it was a marriage that is kosher. If it's a non-kosher marriage, the Mayim is not going to be Baidek.
Is that a deraisa?
Is that a deraisa? No, it's not. So is that a deraisa? I don't know. I do not know. Let's see the Gemara. Let's see. The Gemara is in the Kulalup Sukkim. It says over here in the Mishnah on the Tabas Chaf Hey on base. How is your brother-in-law, by the way?
Not good. Stay.
All right. Refu Shalema. Muberes Chaveroi.
A person could be dead and still alive.
Terrible. Muberes Chaveroi over here in the Chaf Hey on base. Muberes Chaveroi. Omer of Nachmon. Omer Rabbi of Vua Machloikis. Now, then it says in the Mishnah. Another opinion disagrees. It's a Machloikis. Because Machloikis says if a man was married to a woman who was Muberes, is he obligated to divorce her? If he's obligated to divorce her,
yes,
then the Mayim is not going to check. But there's right. Another opinion in the Mishnah that says, no, that he's not obligated to divorce her.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
so the Mishnah, Amar Rav Nachman,
why should he be obligated to divorce? He should be obligated not to have a bia with her, that's all.
Okay, we're not going into the sugya now, you're right. And by the way, that's not even the topic of our sugya. We're going now weiter. We're going now go weiter. Then it says in the Mishnah, another halacha.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Okay. Let's go. And then the next case, the Mishnah was he was married to. Let's go further. I'm getting confused. Amar Rav Nachman bar Ravua machlokes ba'akara uzakena aval islandis direko loy shoyse. Okay, then we're going another halacha. The next halacha in the Mishnah was, besides the case of the muberes, that's not even our topic anymore. It's going on v'chulu, is a man is married to an islandis or a zakena, a woman that's not royal lele. Akara, the woman is not eligible to have children, so the halacha is a machlokes in the Mishnah. Is he obligated to divorce this?
So
woman?
Even the ones that say he's not obligated here, he's obligated
and get the divorce.
Akara, right? So akara here means that she's no right exactly. Akara just means that they're married for 10 years and she does not have children, so there's something wrong. And the halacha demands that they should get divorced.
Yeah.
Okay, so that he can marry someone else. I mean, kind of the midst of priya
or
viyah.
Can he marry someone else even without divorce?
Oh, that is the machloikis in the Mishnah. According to the Tanna Kamma, no, he cannot. According to the Tanna Kamma, he has to divorce the first wife.
Well,
and
the Chayim
Rebbeinu Gershom is this before the Chayim Rebbeinu Gershom. So it seems.
So who says that? Somebody says before the Chayim Rabbeinu Gershon, you can't marry more than one woman?
Not that you can't, no, not that you can't marry.
Just the opposite, you could.
Not that you can't marry, she'll be a distraction. The sugya of Chaim Rabbeinu Gershom is going when a person already has children. He already has children, and now he wants to marry a second wife. He already has children. This sugya is going in a specific case where he does not yet have children. So marrying a second wife, I don't know, I'm just guessing, will be a distraction for him. If he still has a first wife, and then takes a second wife, it's going to delay the process of him having children with the second wife as long as he still has the first wife. I'm making that assumption. The sugya of Chedim de Rabbeinu Gershon is where he already has children. He already has children, and now he just wants to have a second wife. So then along comes Rabbeinu Gershon, you're not allowed to go do that because you cannot support two women at the same time.
But you're making this up?
I'm making that assumption. I think it's pretty posh. That's what it says. That's what it's mashma. Let's see the Gemara. Amar Nachman. We did learn in the Mishnah, the machlokes in the Mishnah, if a man has more than one wife, and the man has one wife, and the wife is an akara or a zekena, which means she's not having children. So there's machlokes. So and he has a mitzvah derais of periya or revia. So it says. So the Mishnah says. So he is technically speaking, there's a machlokes in the Mishnah if he's obligated to divorce her in order to marry someone else, to have children with a second wife. If he does have an obligation to divorce his first wife, then he's living in sin. If he's living in sin until he divorces her, the mayim is not going to do its job. It's not going to
be. But it's a machlaik, as we have said.
If we permit him to remain married to this woman, and his obligation is just to marry a second woman, or that chavheim beis, Mr. Goldberg is here. So if we do allow him to remain married, and because he has a solution, he can just marry a second wife, then he's not living in sin. Mm-hmm. The marriage is permitted. Mm-hmm. If he does kinui and stira, the mayim will be boydek. The rule of thumb is, mm-hmm. the only time the mayim is not boydek is if the marriage is be'isr. There's a machlex in the Mishnah, if a man is married to an akara or a zakena, and it's already past his man
to
have children.
I'm married to a zakena.
You're married to a young woman. Don't say that. You say that. How can you say that? So,
I'm a Zokan. Who's your Zokan?
You're a spring chicken.
Me.
So the machloikis between machloikis and the Mishnah is the only time the mayim is not going to be baidik is if the marriage is be'isr. If he's permitted to remain married to this woman and his obligation of periyu or vi is to take a second wife, then he's not married be'isr. If he's not married be'isr, then the mayim will be baidik. Along comes the Gemara. Amar Rav Nachman. Amar Rav Bavua. Machlekes va'akod v'zakena. As the Mishnah specified. Aval ba'ilanis. Let's say a man is married to an ilanis. Ilanis means she never had the possibility. She never had potential. And akara, everything is there. She has the rechem. The biology tells us that she can have a child. Why did Hashem withhold from her a child? No, that no one knows. But she does have the reproductive organs.
Are you sure everything is a rechem? That what is it called? Because it says Sarah didn't have, the Gemara says. She was in a car and she didn't have. What is it called? In order for her to carry a child? The Mepharshim say Sarah did not have it.
Okay, Sarah, that's a Medrash. That doesn't
no, the Gemara
that
says that.
That's a Medrash.
A Piderach HaTav, it's impossible for her.
Anywhere in the Pasuk that Sarah was
I forgot
was
what
islands.
It's called.
It's a Medrash. In Kabbalah in the Kabbal. We're not talking about Sarah. We're talking, it says Yitzhak could not have children.
That's correct.
Okay, and then what about the other ones? We're not discussing that. Let's discuss the Mishnah. The Mishnah over here says he's married to an Akkadah Zakena. Along comes the Gemara. Let's say he was married to an Islandess.
Yeah.
An Islandess never had the ability.
I mean, she doesn't have the feminine feature, I think.
The Gemara says she has Simon of a man.
Simon of a man.
She has all these different
She doesn't have these feminine
she
features.
She does not have the ability. So what is Allah? I have an Islandess. Dibriya called Lo Shoysa. Everyone agrees. Lo Shoysa of Loino. Tell us Kasubasa. Shenemar. It says in the past that in the event that she is innocent, she has that potential that she will become pregnant. Mm. She's innocent and she will conceive. An islandess does not have the capability to conceive.
An islandess is a synonym of a man?
Correct.
So that's like they say today.
Oh, look at this. You want to go turn this into a modern day Gemara. Okay.
No, that's what you're saying.
Today, we're dealing with Mishigayim who are born one way, and they mutilate their body to become another way. We're not even dealing with that.
Talking about someone's born like that.
Omar, Ireland, the Echo, Lush, Loy, Natal, Ksuba, Shnema, the Nix of Nisra Zer, the Gmajrash,
and it's not Shaykh for her.
Me, Shadakala Hazria, Yotza, Zo, Shayn Darkala Hazria, an islandist does not have the potential. Memela, she's not in the Parsha. Being that it says in the Parsha, the Nikis of Nisra Zera, we're dealing with human beings that in their lifetime, they were in, they had, even though maybe now not, because now she's an Akkadah, now she's a Zakena, but they still are human beings that at least at one point in time in their life had this potential. An islandess never had this potential, so she's not even the Chlal, the Parsha. Okay, the Drasha needs to be calibrated, defined a little bit more carefully, but let's learn now very Pashup Shad, even though the islandess and the Zakena cannot fulfill Vinikisa, Vinizra, or Zera, or Pshat, because it's past their time in life, but be at least when they were younger, they had that capability. They're in the parasha. But an islandess from day one in her life never had this ability. So therefore, she's not nichlal in the sugya. So you don't give her the drink from the mayim hamorim. The male of this nodin kina yan stira. Nisha darkala hazria, yotza zosh ein darkala hazria. Mesve. Hamekane la rusasai ulushmeres yavim shaloi. We learned in the Mishnah.
Yeah.
This kina to his arusasai. Ulushmeres yavim shaloi. Im at shaloi konsa, nistira. If they had stira before they were together, before the nesuin or before the bia by the yishmeres yavim.
Yeah.
Lo yishoy sava lo yinoteles kisu basa. Nuberes. This is part of the mission. The mission goes vital. This is what we need to talk about. Now we're in daf chavav of an aleph. The most important part of the daf is to turn the page. The whole schar of coming daf yomi is the maisa of turning the page. Everything else is just, you know.
Nay.
Muberes, chaveroi, umeinekes chaveroi, loy shoysois, loy doylos ksubasa. That's our case. A man is married to a woman. A man is married be isser.
Oh, I see.
To a woman who's pregnant from someone else, or umeinekes chaveroi. A woman has a baby that's under 2 years old, and he marries her be isser. You're not allowed to marry a woman, so they're married in sin. Get divorced. The man is married to a woman, he has to divorce her. And there's a penalty. Not only does he get divorced, he is never allowed There's no din of machzir gerushasai when a man marries a woman who's pregnant or a woman.
What happens at that phase elapsed? She's already 2 years.
Lo yachzir olamis, never.
Why taka?
Penalty.
It's a penalty. Okay.
Vachachamim oimrim yoitzi. You can get divorced now. Uchishagia zamano lichnois lichnois.
You can remake.
Okay. Next. Now we have to get the kash in a moment. Vaharoivin. What is a roiv? A young man, a bochor. A roiv is a nice word for a young man.
Roiv.
Why is the word roiv called a young man? Roiv kakeshes. You know what that means?
Roiv comes from like a bow and arrow.
It means over here, young boy.
Archer.
An archer. That term is used to describe the act of marital relations. So over here, the word
because roive, it goes in like a bow.
Right. The word roiv. A roiv is a word for a bochor.
Very interesting. Okay. That's the reason why. Yeah,
a yelid is called, an Aramaic is called a ravia. Okay, a young man. Shanasa akara. Here is what we need for our sugya. This is my cousin, Roshavchuk.
A bocher that marries.
Varoive, Shanasa, who married akara, a woman who is an akara, or vizakena, the ain loy isho bonim, and he does not have isho bonim akara. So,
he was never married before.
It's a boy who marries an akara. Or is the Kena,
and
doesn't
he never
say
had
illness,
a wife and kids. Yeah.
And it's difficult because not yet becoming Mr. Pri Revia. Vainly Shubanim, may carve from before. That's according to the Tanakhama. This is the same thing we had in the Mishnah. This is the Mishnah. Rabbi Lozo says, Yachalu Lisa Cheres, no, he can stay married to her. Velifleis, Velirvois, Hemena. Aval.
Married to somebody that could have kids. Okay.
He can stay married. So since he's allowed to remain married to her, since this Bochor is allowed to remain married according to the sheets of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Lozer permits him to remain married to her, and therefore they're married beheter. If they're married beheter, therefore we can do the kinyan nistira. Correct? Aval
makane la rusasa yulishmer. Kinyan nistira by the second wife, if it happens, yeah.
No, by the first wife.
Oh, I'm sorry, by the first wife.
But Avol, now we come to the next part. Avol, Hamakane Ladu Sasa Ulushamer Siavam Shalai. Let's say a man is Makane Ladu Sasai.
Right.
Ulushamer Siavam Shalai. Now, Umishenichnisa Nistera Oishasa. He did the Kinui before. He did the Kinui at a time when they were not yet married. Shomer Siavam, or when they were Arusasai. Erisin. That's Arusasai. Or Shomer Siavam before when the brother died, before he married her. Azukuka.
Shenechsa means that he married the
Yavam. After he did Nisuin.
Yeah.
Or after he did the Bia for the Shomer Siavam.
Then she was Nistera.
Then Nistera.
But the Kinu was before that, okay.
So the Chiddush is, you don't need the Kinui to be at the same time as they were married. You can separate the Kinui from the Stira, and the Kinui could be even at a time when it was not yet Roy for Stira. Okay, now we come to what we need. Muberes. What about a woman who's Muberes?
So it seems like the Iker is the Nistra that they were married.
Right.
Fully.
Correct. Iker is the Nistra. You are correct. That is correct.
Okay.
Next case. Let better Muberes. Umenika Atzma lo shoyse v'loy.
Slow. Muberes.
Umuberes. Umenekes Atzmai. But the Muberes, the woman that is pregnant, he married her.
Yeah.
He there's no hechetimsa whatsoever by a woman who's Umenekes. Or and a Muberes that she can be shoyse. A woman
what's this atzmai?
Atzmai means. Oh, you're asking a good question. What do you mean? What is the meaning of the word? You're right. No, you're asking good.
Touch and tight.
But let's say the word, Right. This new case.
Nee.
This case is his wife, his own pregnant wife. Atzmai.
You mean married her better?
And she's pregnant from him.
Right.
So the chiddush over here is maybe the
one
who asked this question because you don't want to kill the baby. If she's going to be guilty, who's going to die?
Hold on a second. He married
he married a woman that is not pregnant.
And she becomes embarrassed or she becomes
from him. From him.
Exactly. So and then there's kidding the steer.
Right. Maybe. So maybe you'll argue that this, you should not give her to drink because you're going to give it to her, you're going to kill the baby.
And the baby's innocent. You ask her,
right? Maybe. No, we don't hold back. There's no delay. The baby has to die. But if his own move, Atzmai, then it's the only time that a woman's not going to drink when she's Muberes, and she's Muberes, Chaveroi. Chavero versus Atzmai. Avol. Haroive, next case, the parallel to the case of the Roive, Haroive, a young man, Shanasa Akoro Uzikeno, but this is the parallel. These parts of the Mishnah is the parallel to the first part. The Yeshle Ishubanim. He has another wife.
Right.
And this is a second wife. He took for himself a Zikena or an Akara, but he has another wife, a young wife. And he has children. Oh, then Oishoisa, Oiloi Noiteles Kisuba. Okay, so in that case, when it's not his wife, when he has a regular wife, then the second wife that he takes is permitted. Mimela, she will drink. Next case. What about.
Why did he marry the Zikena?
I don't know. A lot of stranger things happen in this world. Whatever it is, he married a second woman. He's married to one woman. He has children with her. Then he takes a second wife, a Zikena, and either a Zikena or an Akara, and he gives her Kinui Ustira. She will drink from the Mayim
Hamorim. She can be on Medicare and he can't.
Maybe that's why he married her, because he gets income.
He doesn't want to be able to have more children. Fine. He had enough with the
kids. No, but he's still married. He had a first wife.
No, I'm just saying he has kids.
Whatever it is. Right, next case. Eishes Mamzer. The wife of a Mamzer. Le Mamzer.
One second, wife of a Mamzer?
A man.
A woman eligible to be the wife of a Mamzer.
Oh, Rashi, what does it mean here? Eishes mamzer kloimar, isha horuuya lemamzer V'niseis l'mamzer v'kin lov nisra. In other words, exactly, exactly.
Oh, we're talking about. Only marry we're talking about a woman that's a mamzeres.
Correct. A woman that is eligible to marry a mamzer. Okay. How is she eligible? She's also a mamzeres.
Okay.
They have the limited shidduch pool, a mamzer and a mamzeres.
Yeah.
Eishes mamzer l'mamzer, v'eishes nisin l'nisin, a woman who is a mamzeres to a mamzer, a woman who is also a nisin to a nisin. These are allowed. The eishes ger, the Evid Meshuchar, the Islandess. Oh, here's finally we come to this over here. What about an Eishas Ger, the wife of a Ger? Okay, the wife of a Ger. Nothing wrong with that.
A Ger Chassid.
Nothing.
What's that? A wife of a Ger meaning, yeah, okay.
A Ger marries a Yisraelis. Okay, no
okay,
problem.
Okay.
The yeah. Evid Meshuchar, or the wife of an Evid Meshuchar, which is basically is a Ger. Ger.
That marries what?
A man marries.
Meshuchar marries.
A woman marries an Evid Meshuchar.
Okay.
An Evid Kenani.
Or a Ger of Evid Meshuchar. Yeah,
an
yeah.
Evid Kenani, while he's an Evid Kenani, is a goy. He's chayv in mitzvahs ki isha, and the master frees him. Then automatically the Evid Kenani turns into a yid. He turns into a
so
Ger.
So what's the chiddush that she can marry them?
So you're asking a good kash. What's the chiddush? What are you asking?
And also, I
think Gemara is going to ask. Let's see. We're going to see. Or
Vailiness.
Vailiness,
it means
this
man.
Finally,
he cannot have.
We went through half an Amud of Gemara to finally come to this case. A man is married to an Vailiness.
Reb, if a guy is a Ger, you know, and he's the chazan, and he says Shalom Sani Guy, you know, he's not allowed to say that.
You are allowed to say that.
We pass,
you can say it. Some say it's a Shulchan Aruch. Some say they should say Shaloy Sani something. Some say there's the Machlokes. Halachal Ma'aseh. If I'm not mistaken, the Mishnah Bura, I just learned it not long ago. Yes. We personally, you're allowed to say that a Ger is allowed to say Shaloy Sani Goy. Like
really?
A man can say Shaloy Sani Isha.
I learned something tonight.
Never. Oh, yeah. Okay. Next.
And what does a woman say? A woman says Shosani Kirit Soynai.
That's right.
So whoever tells you that Torah is not discriminating against women, excuse me. Shaloi Osani Isha.
I'm a little confused. I'm a little confused. It says that someone, a woman marries a mamzer. Yeah, that we had read. And a woman marries a ger or Evid Meshuchar.
A man is right. A ger is married to a regular woman. A ger.
Neiv.
A ger tzedek is married to a woman.
Neiv, as you gave,
can he give his? Can he do kinyan and stira? Can he give the wife?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yes. What's the chiddush? I don't know what the chiddush is.
The Evid Meshuchar.
Evid Meshuchar has the same exact status.
Marries
as a
regular regular
bas yisrael. Correct.
Neiv. The next one.
And now it says the islandess.
Neiv.
A regular man is married to a woman who is an islandess.
Oh,
what
okay.
is the halacha? Oy shoysa, oy loy noiteles kisuba.
So it's going on the whole entire. Okay.
So now katani miya. We went to a beautiful brisa, and we only came to learn this alone. It was kedai to go through all the different cases.
So l'chayis astira.
Okay, we went through all the different various cases.
Because we said an island.
And what
does
it say over here in passing?
Drink.
It says in passing the very last case of this entire list, all the different scenarios, an islandess. A man is married to an islandess, and
she
he warns
drink.
Her.
This kinister,
kinister oishoysa.
We learned you can't.
We learned in the past that it says in the pasuk v'nikisa. The Nizra or Zera,
yeah.
which tells us that a woman that never had the potential to have a child
yeah.
is not in the parsha of Soita, and she does not drink the Mayim HaMa'orim,
right.
and she's exempt.
Right.
Kitani Mia, we learned in passing. Islandess, to Yofto, Rav Nachman, is a kasha on Rav Nachman, who says an islandess does not drink. The Gemara answers.
Where is this? Oh, yeah, okay,
the previous off. Amok Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman gives you the ultimate answer. This is goes for the jugular. This is the ultimate answer in Shas. Tanoihi. You're coming to challenge me? The MS is there is a machlekes tanoihi. And therefore, these are two Amoroyim.
Mm-hmm.
One Amor is following his Rebbe, and the other Amor is following his Rebbe. Tanoihi, vano diamri ki hai tana. What's the other Tana that says that a woman who is an islandess is subject to the laws of the Soita, even though it says Vinikis of Nizra Zero, the Tanya? Rabbi Shimon.
But
ben,
it doesn't tell you Rav Nachman Kohen which Tana he's following.
He's telling you right now.
Oh, he's following Rabbi
the
Shimon.
The Tanya was the Baisa, Rabbi Shimon Loza. Oh, yeah, Rashi, right? Isn't this Shimon Loza? Rabbi Shimon, no.
The son of
Rabbi Shimon Loza. Oh, yeah. Islandus, Loy Shoysa. Tanakama says, Loy Shoysa. The Loy Noitelus Kisuba. Shenemar, like we just learned. Vinikisa, Vinizra, or Zera. Misha Darkola Hazria. To the exclusion of this woman, she narkal hazria. The rabbanon, frak the gemara, rabbanon, high v'nikas of nishra zera may avdilei. The rabbanon disagree. It's only a das yochid. Rav Shimon Lozo who says that v'niksav nizor zera. The Rabbanan said a woman who's an eildus can't drink the mayim marim.
You mean this brisa that we just learned is according to the Rabbanan?
Yes.
What are they going to
so
do
with that? So one of the pasuk is in Zevayah. It says v'niksav nizor zera. Shem hoysa. This beautiful drasha to teach you that in a situation where she can have children, then she will have better experience and better types of children. I think there are five things here, if I'm not mistaken. Shem hoysa kara. If until now she was in Akara, Nif Gedes, she will have children. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Imkein, Ibazoi. You're telling me a tremendous chiddush, a woman who the Chana did this. One who's the machab of this next Maim Chazal was Chana said to Hashem, Riboyno Shalom, if you answer my prayers and you give me a child, good. If not, I'm gonna have kinui and stira, and then you're gonna be obligated to do the niggas of this or zera.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, that's what it says in the Medrash. Yeah. I think even Rashi brings it down on the pasuk.
I don't recall this.
Yeah. I think even Rashi brings it down.
Says that I'm gonna do.
If you're not gonna give me a child, so it's exactly the kasha. I'm a little shmuel imkain. If you're going to touch the gemara, you're going to touch the gemara. Like this, imkain yisteru kol hoikaros v'yifkedu. Every single woman will go to kinui and stira. They'll be answered. Hashem will give them a child. The zoo,
and therefore,
obviously, it can't be the case.
That's a very good strategy.
This woman who was a tzaddikus, this woman, the zoo, hoil v'loy nisra,
she'll lose out.
If a woman who's a tzaddikus, a tsunua,
and she doesn't do these things,
she never went and had kinui and stira, a tsunua, she doesn't get the bracha, v'nikasa v'nizra zera, but a woman who is oiveris aldas and went and had kinui and stira. And the terrible Averis had Kina and the husband warned her. And then
she was accused falsely.
No, but she still did an Avera. Even though she
said
she had
Yichud.
The fact that she had Yichud, she was Averis Aldas.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
So therefore, Vilzu, Vahol, Vilo, Nisra, Hefsida, Imkain, it's not fair.
Uh-huh.
So therefore, according to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, so Chana, the Medrash, that says that Chana said to the Ribbono Shel Olam, if you give me a child, good. If not, I'm going to do kinui v'stira, then you got no choice. Chana was following the shita of Rabbi Akiva. She was following Rabbi Akiva.
So you're allowed to do an aveira of isur yichud? In order to
Chana,
have children?
It means, obviously, Rabbi Akiva needs to be masber, the kasha. It's a moridik kasha. Rabbi Shmuel's question is, it's not fair.
Rabbi Shmuel's asking the question,
Rabbi Shmuel, but the Medrash quotes Chana. There's a Medrash, the famous Medrash where Chana said justice.
Really?
Oh, why can't you say that? Rabbi Shmuel slugged him up. What Chana said was Lufi Shita asked Rabbi Akiva.
Yeah.
But Rabbi Shmuel said it's not fair. How could it be that you have a person who's a righteous person, who's a tsonua, called Kavuda Basmelech Pinima, and she has to suffer, have no children, and a Perutza, who's Nichshol, Averis Aldas, she's going to get blessed with Kinu Vistira.
Yeah.
So this is a question which needs an answer.
Right.
It needs an answer.
But according to Rabbi Kiva, why is it Nichlan, you can't use that? Oh, I see. That's the reason you can't use that drasha.
According to Rabbi Akiva says, if this one was an Akara now, she's going to be Zorcha to a child.
So therefore, that's the reason why you could give her to drink.
Correct. Well, no, it's Tam. He's that's what the draw pasuk is for. According to Rabbi Akiva,
you give
every single living creature gets to drink, even an eyeless.
Why? What are you going to do with that pasuk?
The pasuk is just telling you that v'nikasa v'nizra zera is not telling you that you have to be eligible beforehand to have a child. All the pasuk of Nixon of Israel is telling you is that right now, maybe you're not eligible to have a child, you're going to be blessed with having a child.
I see.
Rabbi Shmuel says that cannot be the pshat in the pasuk, because then it's not fair.
Right.
Because then it comes out, the result is that righteous people are going to suffer and wicked people are going to be blessed.
Yeah.
So therefore, he rejects the drasha.
Okay.
Rabbi Shmuel imkain yisru kol
hakaros
v'zocha v'lo yinstir hifsida imkain matam lomar lo. So therefore, Rabbi Shmuel says, what then does the pasuk come to teach you?
Imkain
matam lomar nuksav nizra zera she'im hoisa yoledes.
So who's explaining this, Rabbi
Shmuel? So all is telling you is that if this woman anyway would have a child, and until now she would have a child b'tzar yoledes berevach. Now,
so it could be she has child, but
she's anyway gonna have a child.
So when you're gonna have four children, it's not gonna be with.
So with, why can't right? Let's go by the
called?
Birth
pains. Whatever pains. It's called, pangs.
They give an epidural. They give now the epidural. Right, that's it. You don't have to have any pain altogether anymore. The epidural, right? In the K voice, If until now they have nekevos, you'll let as zecharim. They can do this today. Today you can order a child. Today they.
Why does it say for the kid? If you have zecharim, you'll have nekevos also.
Today they can do it also. Today you can. Today they can take out the zera. They can change the gender for you if you want.
No, but I'm talking about the chazal. If you had nekevos, you'll have zecharim. So it looks like zecharim is a
maila.
It's a more of a maila.
Avad it's a maila. What do men say? Shelo yasani isha. They have here a woman to show something like your tzaynei. So of course men are better. Nee. Men are superior beings.
Nee.
Men
next.
Are all the violence.
The kevah was charm.
The kevah is the kitzarim. Let's say they're small. They're cut. They're short. Yoledes aruchim.
Tall.
The Gemara here says that tall aruchim is a mila.
Yeah.
It's look, Mr. Goldberg. He's a giant.
Yeah, but this
he's
the
like
next one.
6'7".
But the next one, I don't understand.
How come he didn't work for the NBA?
No.
You said you wanted to get and finish the daf.
Shchoyrim.
What does that mean?
Let's say they're shchoyrim.
What does that mean?
Shchoyrim schwarzes.
No, seriously, what does that mean?
Dark complexion. A dark complexion. So
sometimes a dark complexion is better than.
No, the Gemara is saying that to go to Florida and get a tan is not good. It's better to be snow white.
Anyway, you have to see the show.
You'll let us levonim. Now, let me ask you a simple question. Yes, So it's the same exact kasha. Let's say you have two women, and both women are giving birth with tsar. Both women have very difficult labors. So the one that was a perutza, and she was in the steres.
So the kasha goes
labor.
Back. I hear
so
what
why?
Saying.
How come the Gemara did not ask the kasha?
It's a very good.
Why only now? I don't know the answer.
It's a very good.
The answers you're going to give are not very satisfying.
It's a very good kasha.
You have the same kasha.
Listen, Chana wanted to do something utilitarian. You know, she didn't want to be a prutza. She wanted, you know, to get the job done. You know.
So she
that's
was.
Why she wanted to do.
It's a chiddush. She's willing to be minyachet to be over.
You can't outsmart Hashem. That's the klal in life.
But apparently she did.
Does any of the mafarshim explain?
No, she got it through tefila.
Does any of the mafarshim explain?
El hanar hazeh spaloti. What? That's Hashem.
Does any of the mafarshim explain?
I don't
how
know.
Does this answer? I mean, any woman could say
all
this.
All I can say is that I once, you know, there are people, I don't know this generation, and there are people like this anymore, but it used to be in previous generations, you can outsmart Hashem. There are, but the end is, you think, you know, you can pull strings. My mother once told me a mice on the Lower East Side. It was a woman who had no children. She went to Rav Moshe, and she nudged Rav Moshe for a bracha to have a child. And Rav Moshe had Ruach HaKodesh. And Rav Moshe refused to give her a bracha. Just mamish refused. To the point where she kept coming back. It was either Rav David or Rav Ruvain. Like I said, I think I've done
she
probably.
Done Kenan Stira.
Why don't you give her a bracha? I don't understand. Uh-huh. Like this, not your derech. Like Rav Moshe was so generous. Just give her a bracha. Why?
Because he knew she wouldn't have.
Why? Mm-hmm. She kept on badgering Rav Moshe to such a degree. Rav Moshe finally he gave her a bracha. He gave her a bracha, and Rachmana Litzlan had a child that was a terror.
Wow.
And really, really, and
so Rav Moshe was margish that he knew that.
Listen, this is the story. I don't know the degree of the story, this and that. My mother told me this story.
Wow.
And like face, you know, okay. Whatever it is. You know, they don't write the story in the book. Whatever the story is worth, is it a true story, is it not a true story,
okay.
Is what it means exactly. The bottom line is, you can't outsmart Hashem. I'll have kinui and still have a child. Okay, what kind of child are you going to have? What kind of child is it going to be? What kind of nachas are you going to have from him? You really know, a person really knows what the outcome of something is. You go to a mekubal. I know someone. It's also very, very disturbing to me, this story, because at least I know the story. I know the story.
Could you pass me the seltzer?
Firsthand. And the person went, he went to a very big person and to get a bracha. He didn't have children. And he got a bracha and he had a child. And right after he had the child, he had Rachmana Lisson, a gefer lecha tzar in his life. A tzar that's like beyond belief. And to me, it was like, how could it possibly be? He got this bracha, and he had a child, and the next day, something else in his life happened that it's such a horror. I can't even live with it.
Okay.
Just knowing about it. So, like, who am I to say? Hayalachud v'hayalachud, right?
Does any of the
mafarshim? What do I know? But the certain life is, you can't outsmart Hashem. Chana, she's going to go into Yichud, Kina, and soon have a child in the four, and you're going to twist Hashem's hands.
Do you see
at the end of the day, Hashem has, it's Hashem's the balabas. You can't outsmart Hashem when everything's over.
Does it in the Masif, does he quote any of the Farshim?
I'm sure they do,
this?
But I didn't learn all of these.
It's a good fashion.
Go weiter. Next Gemara. Eishes Mamzer. We're now going to learn about the mamzer.
Yes.
Eishes mamzer le mamzer. Pshita. A mamzeres is married to a mamzer.
Yeah.
Why not? Why can't the mamzer take the mamzeres to the Beis HaMikdash and do kiddush and steal?
One second, I thought it's also only a mamzer can marry a mamzeres.
Right, that's the case, sir. Eish mamzer means a mamzeres.
That's
Eish mamzer is a nice, polite way of saying a mamzeres.
Okay.
So you don't want to go say a mamzeres. So you say the Eish mamzer. Because women are very sensitive. Eish mamzer.
Yoshka could have married a
mamzeres. Yoshka, that's right. You're saying that's good. You're saying, no, Yoshka's father was a goy. Yoshka was
okay. Let's not.
I don't think so. It was a goy.
Let's not digress.
Officer.
Okay.
His mother wasn't Jewish.
His mother was Jewish. Miriam.
Okay.
Okay. So that's true.
But the father was a Roman
first of all,
soldier,
doesn't mean
a Roman officer.
That doesn't mean anything.
So the mother was a goy. The father was a goy, and the mother was the yid. So she was Jewish. Yoshka wasn't a mamzer. He was Jewish.
Okay, next. Let's not digress. Okay, next.
Which Yoshka? There's more than one Yoshka. You should know. There's at least two.
Nee.
There's at least two of them. Maybe some say there were even three Yoshkas.
Okay, it's not Nittelnacht.
Weiter. Eishes mamzer lemamzer. Pshita. Maru de seima av pushe pisulin loy leipoish kamash mlon. It's a pelda gemara. What's going to happen if she's innocent? V'nikisa v'nizra azera.
What's that? Like, pushe pisulin meaning?
To add more pisulin. When a mamzer and a mamzer get married, what's the child? Oichid a mamzer. Oichid, noch a mamzer. Noch a mamzer. A mamzer and a mamzeris get married.
Yeah, a mamzer,
oh, you're saying if she's innocent.
A mamzer is allowed to get an aliyah, and sure.
A mamzer is allowed to get an aliyah.
So what's the kasha?
Yeah, a mamzer is allowed to get an aliyah.
Yes.
I thought only a kohen levi in Yisrael.
No,
what's that?
Is the mamzer allowed to get an aliyah?
So what's the kasha? One second, so what's the kasha? If she's innocent.
It says in the Torah, v'nikasa v'nizra zera.
Yes.
What do you say? Shalimin, what do you say?
100%.
So one second. So if she has children, yeah.
So what? Going to get Cohen or Levy. Yeah.
What is the status of the baby? A mamzer married to a mamzer.
Yes, a mamzer.
What is mamzer. The child? As a mamzer. The child's a mamzer.
But how many doros?
All the way down, forever.
Forever.
Forever. You have a whole city of mamzerim.
Nee.
So
what's the?
So is it a good zach in this world there should be more mamzerim?
But the person's innocent.
V'nikisa, if in case she is innocent, she will be subject.
No, but they're innocent. That they did.
A man does kinui, a mamzer does kinui and stira on the his wife, the mamzeres.
Right.
She goes. She takes her to the Beis HaMikdash. If she is innocent and she drinks the mayim, what will happen to her? She will be blessed with the blessing of.
And
the
even if she has children, it would be without tsar.
Right. Okay. Fine. Yechanami. Right. You're saying good. Right. Okay.
With an epidural.
So the point over here is that by giving her the Mayim HaMa'orim, you are going to facilitate, you're going to make it easy for there to be more Mamzerim in Klal Yisrael.
Yeah, but there was a Mechoyev to have children.
The Mechoyev, but you don't take them to a Mekubal and give them Zuchusim,
okay.
So they should have more children. Over here, you're doing something supernatural. Supernatural that she'll be zoicha to have children. The nikisa, you're right. It's one thing the mechuyif. One thing. Are they taka mechuyif? What's the halach? I don't know the halachas. Mamzerim. I don't know the halachas. The mechuyim pre-reviya. Peru uruvu umilu esaris v'chivshua. Are they mechuyif in pre-reviya? Mamzer and mamzeris.
Look what Rashi says. Yeah. Interesting Rashi.
Rashi. Yeah.
Okay. Let's say.
Nei lenasa.
Can I ask a klutz question?
Yes.
Let's say the mamzer he marries a shiksa, right?
Yeah.
And the baby is not a mamzer, the baby is a guy, right?
No, depends who the mother is.
He said he married a shiksa,
he's
a guy.
Okay,
a
then this baby's a guy. Okay.
The baby is a complete guy.
And then he converts.
And then he converts
yes.
to Judaism.
You know who did this? Yishai did this.
Oh, this is very
Yishai.
Good. So does he have a status of a mamzer?
Okay,
it's
that's
a very
an
good
exception.
It's interesting.
Yishai, David's father.
He thought. It's in the matter he thought.
Right, that's what he was trying to do. Okay, that's what it's get. Right, but that's not the case. The case over here is, let's deal with what's in front of the page of the Gemara. We have a mamzeris and a mamzer. He does kinui and stira. And now they come to the Beis HaMikdash and the Koyanim realize, if we give this woman to drink, it's going to bring a blessing. V'nikisa v'nizra zera. Afushe mamzerim. So you would say, you know what? We're not going to give them to drink. We don't want to go and bring more mamzerim into the veld.
Kamashman,
none of your business.
No.
It's none of your business.
You don't have a choice.
Loy lipish.
You have a choice.
You have to give it a drink.
You don't give it a choice.
But look what Rashi says. Lipish psula and lanasa.
Vinegs when it's there, shem hoysa kovin in the kitchen. 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 We give it a drink. Next. Aisha scare.
What's up, one second. My turn. If we ship psula and loy lipish kovin.
And we may think. Mahu the same or apushe psulum loy lepush.
Kamashmalan,
we do.
Yeah, right.
We look, give
look,
it a drink.
Look at the Rashi.
Rashi, loy lepush. Rashi, loy lepush pesum, loy nase sholoim b'neim. Halavai, loy yefer v'lo yirbe. Halavai. They should not multiply hoil v'chol doyrois of mamzerim. We should do everything in our power to prevent them from...
Not to make shalom.
Not to make peace between them. It's, you're saying very good. Rashi's nusach is al pi ruach ha-kodesh sholoim. Notice how Rashi says that we don't want it to be shalom between the mamzer and the mamzeres. Because it means shalom between the mamzer and the mamzeres, it's going to be a ribui of mamzerim in the world.
Right.
The whole doiro yisah of mamzerim. It's nish the good to zach to be marbe mamzerim in klal yisrael.
So the chedesh is, yes.
Kamash mulon, it's none of your business. Mind your own business.
Yeah.
If they want to be marbe, they want to be marbe mamzerim in klal yisrael, they'll be a politician like all the other mamzerim. Weiter.
Next.
Weiter. Eishes, ger, v'yaved, m'shuchar, v'aylanis. Pshita, what's the chiddush? If a man is married to a man, is married to a ger. I'm sorry, a woman is married to a ger, or vice, whatever it is. Or an eved m'shuchar, of course. Pshita. Mahu, the same, or daber el b'nei Yisrael, in the parsha of Soita.
One second, why would it be a chiddush with island if we just said it's a mach?
Islands, we said the chiddush. Islands, we don't. That was not a chiddush.
Okay.
But what about the ger? A man is married, you have a ger who's married to an isha, a regular woman. Or
what's the chiddush? Of course.
So of course, a ger is a regular
woman. Or every shukram.
A full-fledged jub. She, the mother said, Madabir el b'nei Yisrael, the loy gedim, kamash malon.
Because it's a tab of b'nei Yisrael, loy gedim.
Mahu the same daber el bnei Yisrael.
Where does it say that? By the
in the beginning of the parsha, the beginning daber on the side of the Gemara, it tells you the whole pasuk. Daber el bnei Yisrael v'matzil him ish ki sister ish toy.
I would have loved like geirim kamash malon.
Kamash malon. No, it applies even to geirim.
But what about every shachar?
When it says bnei, same thing. A ger, every shachar is a ger.
So why does he only why does he only harp on the geirim? No,
it says both in the Mishnah.
No, that would be nice. Rav v'loy geirim, kamash one. Why does it say v'loy geirim, v'loy eved shachrer?
An eved meshuchrer is a ger.
Eved shachrer has a din of a ger.
Yes, 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 yes.
Does it have a din of a regular Yisrael?
No, an eved.
Din of a woman.
An eved, no, and that's a mitzvah. While he's practicing, once the eved is freed, is released from released, he's a regular full-fledged Jew.
Nay.
An eved meshuchar has the status of a ger.
What?
Everything. Whatever a ger does.
What's a ger has the same thing as a esrach, as a born yid.
He can't marry a kohen. A kohen is a bas yisrael.
Oh, I see.
A ger is yichus issues.
So every shuchar. So there's like a defect in his birthright. Not in birthright, meaning he doesn't have all the privileges of regular yid. No, ever shukhrer doesn't have all the privileges as a regular yid. He has the same status
as a ger.
As a ger. Okay,
exactly,
I didn't know that.
Exactly.
Okay.
Isha, fine. Machinami. Oh, but it says the word b'nei Yisrael. Maybe b'nei Yisrael is a miyut. And for the Gemara of
Amar Torah. I understand the kasha here.
It says in the pasuk daber el bnei Yisrael.
I would have thought you in the camera.
Bnei Yisrael v'loy gerim.
Correct.
You have to be a biological Jew.
Right.
Bnei Yisrael.
Right.
So because the pasuk says bnei, so why taka not? Maybe the halacha should taka be that we should exclude the ger.
Okay.
Because the ger is not called the bnei Yisrael. The answer is it says v'omarta. The word v'omarta is extra. There's no need to say v'omarta alehem. Daber el bnei Yisrael. I daber Hashem Moshel.
The matzal comes to tell.
Isha ki sista ishtoi. He doesn't have to go say the word daber el bnei Yisrael.
He comes to tell us that a ger is also.
V'omarta is a ribui to drasha to not even again.
Okay.
Next. Kamashal. Next. Now we go next a little bit of the islands. Pshita. This is the
way. We learned that already.
Eishes koy shoysa. Eishes koy. Now we go to eishes koy shoysa. Pshita. Of course. Why would you think that an eishes koyin, the wife of a koyin, should not drink pshita? Now here's the answer. Because when it talks about when a woman had kiristira, v'hi loy nitpasa, she was not seized. Asura. It says in the pasuk, he, the pasuk is a quote from the pasuk. Look at the side of the Gemara. The pasuk is a little bit complicated. The woman had stira. We do not know what happened inside of this room.
Yeah.
Okay, a woman was locked up with her husband in a private room. What happened in there? What exactly happened when this woman was locked up with this man in the room? So the pasuk says, the pasuk we can start the Gemara. V'shochav ish oisa shichva zera.
But we don't know that.
That's what the pasuk tells you. Tell the pasuk. There is no ein echad. There's no ein echad. There is no one witness. The husband doesn't know what happened. The husband, all the husband saw was that they went into a room together. They don't know what happened inside the room.
Right, there was.
There's no witness that it was exactly the Maisa Bia. All we know is that. So the Shachav Ish Oisa Shichva Zera. The pasuk is telling you the man and the woman went into a room, and we don't know what happened. And so the pasuk tells you, let me tell you the possibilities. What happened? Either Taka, they did have Bia. The Shachav Ish Oisa Shichva Zera Venele Me'ene Isha. It was concealed from the eyes of Isha, Mapike, of her husband. The Nistra, the he nit Mo'a, the Aid Ein Ba, the Ein, there is no witness, this happened.
Me.
The he loy nit pas, and she did this willingly. She did not do this
what
against
is loy nit pasa?
She was not seized.
Oh, I see.
It was not done against her will.
Oh, I see. She was not.
She did this. So the Gemara now makes a drasha. So the Gemara, or then the next pasuk says, or no, she was locked up in the room, and nothing happened. There was no, and there was no.
Yeah, but we don't know what went on.
Exactly. The pasuk tells you the two options, the two possibilities.
Uh-huh.
But the Gemara now makes a drasha. And the Gemara makes a drush over here is that over here it says, here's what it says. It says, Vihi loy nisbasa. She did it willingly.
Yeah.
The pasuk here differentiates between a case where a woman had bia with a man against her will.
But that we don't
versus
know.
The pasuk, look and read the pasuk.
We don't know
what happened.
Yeah.
And the pasuk is presenting you one possibility. And one of the possibilities is.
She was not forced.
Now, which is mashma? Let's say a woman was forced. Let's say the woman taka did have bia. She did have bia, but she was forced.
Yeah.
She was forced. Is she a soita?
No.
She's not a soita. Why? It was against her will.
Yeah. If we have Adis.
Right. If there are witnesses. But wait a minute. That's only true if she's married to a Yisrael.
Right.
A woman who is married to a Kohen is not allowed to be with his wife, even if his wife had a bia against her will.
Right.
That's the halacha.
Right.
That's why if a woman, Rachmana Litzlan,
yeah,
is raped,
yeah,
and she's married to a Kohen,
Grois
Tzaris.
Right.
Okay, Grois Tzaris.
They have to get divorced.
So they have to get divorced. So let's see, today, the whole big suyita, today, Rachmana Litzlan, if whatever happened today, so there's a whole big shayla, do they really have to get divorced today? Because today, who says
and
the
how
Kohen?
How,
it's, I
who
don't
says
know,
that he's a Kohen?
Who's the Kohen? Yeah.
But there's any of Chazaka.
It's a big
then you
problem.
Can disqualify all the people.
Yeah, achvei, listen, it's a big, big, big nightmare. It's a nightmare. And
but the name of chazaka.
You're right. No, the two types of chazaka. This chazaka can is there any coin today that can say borili? The two types of chazaka.
Yeah, you can have that.
No. Sure. There's no Kohen today alive can say...
They have a Yichus.
No one has a Yichus brief.
I know somebody has until...
No one has a Yichus brief
until
today.
The Shach.
So
the
what?
Shach was an Enikol,
no.
A direct descendant of
no
the Eilat Kohen.
There's no one today that can say, Bori li am a Kohen.
I think you have
Gedoyle Chazaka is Chazaka. It's not the Madreg of Bori li. So there are Hechatimsis where let's say a Balei Teshuva. Yeah. A Balei Teshuva, people, they're not religious, and they got married, and now all of a sudden they're in their 60s, 70s, and they choizer b'shuva. The children come back from Eretz Yisrael, you know, mom and pop, we become religious, and we want you to become religious as well. Cash of the house, all the dishes, chulu chulu. Guess what? When they return to their roots, they discover that he's a Kohen, and she, before he married her, she was divorced. He's married to a Grusha, and they're married already for 50 years. What do you do now? Okay, it's the same thing. Rachmana litzan, a woman is raped. So do we say the halalim? Not so pashut. Okay, whatever the case, it's not our sugya today. So over here it says pshita mad the same over here. So now in this pasuk it says the pasuk over here says the woman she had yichud with another man, and the pasuk differentiates between she being forced, she not being forced. Wait a minute, that differentiation is only true with regard to a Yisrael who's married to a woman.
Right,
let's say a kohen is married to a woman. It doesn't make a difference whether she had a beer with another man against her. The he loy nitpasa is irrelevant to a kohen.
Right.
Memela. So now we would think, since that's the pasuk goes out of its way to make that differentiation, when it tells you what happened in the case of Yichud, in the case of the Saita.
So you would think so that maybe, she doesn't have to drink.
Right, because the pasuk is coming to exclude her.
Right.
Because if there was a beer, why does the Torah tell you if he loy nitpasa?
Right.
This fact is not true when it comes to Nashas kohen. So, in other words, the kashrut is also.
By the time,
how did pasul back in the mother was like, "Yes, God, because she the mother said, 'Well, he loy nitpasa asura.' If she was if nitpasa asura, how nitpasa mutaris? The implication of the pasul. Let's say it was against will, but avazu hoil nitpasa asura, she would still be asur. Ema memela, she's not on the parish of sight. Ema, I would say loy tishte, she's not drinking. Kamash melon. She drinks.
Why taka?
So why taka? How come the Gemara here does not ask the kasha? Why taka? Didn't it say then? Why taka?
Right.
The Gemara is in
that category, yeah.
I don't know why. Kamash Milan. What is the Gemara answer? Kamash Milan. Let's see over here. Rashi. Rashi answers. Rashi, the Nevasa. Kloimar. Mr. Goldberg, we have a rule here in this Shia. Whenever we learn a Rashi that says Kloimar, give a Kiddush.
Nee.
A Kiddush on Shabbos. They go together, it's all part of the same parasha. Kamash Malon, and Rashi doesn't tell us why Taka the Pasuk said it.
Uh-huh.
Okay? That's a mystery question. How come the Taka, in the other case of the Gemara, Veim Hachinami, when it comes to the Ger, it says Veim Hachinami.
Yeah.
The Gemara gave an answer via Marita. Right. Here, the Gemara didn't give the answer. Right. I don't know the answer. This is homework. This, we're going to hear Shir, Mir Tashem. You come to Shir, Shabbos morning at 7:30.
Let's hop around another Gemara before they
start Aishas, Aishas get,
Vaitin Gemara. No, Mataris
Okay, Aishas, okay, next. Muteris Labala.
What is that going on?
And it says, Muteris Labala. It says the Mishnah that she's mutter, that if she drinks the water, she's mutter Labala. Right? Wait, let's go back. The case of the Mishnah, one second. Muteris Labala. Aishas coin, the Aishas coin. And she's mutter Labala. After the Aishas Kohen drinks, it's a continuation of the Mishnah, she can return back home. After the Aishas Kohen drinks in the Maim HaMa'arim, she's allowed to go back to her husband. Sheet, of course. Why not? She didn't do it. If she did not die, if they gave this woman to drink from the Maim HaMa'arim.
Not just the Aishas Kohen, anyone.
Everybody, but Aishas Kohen, you may. Right, exactly. Sheet, why should she be different than anyone else?
Yeah.
Amrav Huna Bimas Nivona. What is Ibn Maslavana? It means after she drank the water. Okay, what is the exact translation of the word Bimas Bimaslavana? What is the translation of that word?
It means Chari Batkua Mayim.
Hileches, you know, she begins to get sick. The case over here is going is
yeah.
She's beginning to get sick. So if she, she's withering away. She's withering away. They gave her to drink, and then she comes out, and guess what? She's very sick. Her body's beginning to decay.
So therefore,
that's a raya that she did the avera.
Right.
But she didn't die. So the fact that she's very, very ill is a reyasa that she drank from the wood of the memoriam.
Right.
So maybe therefore she should not be allowed to go back to her husband because there's a lechor and she was mizana and by an
ageless
kind kamash
why taka?
Why? Because she would have died. Fair the gemara. The gemara is the kasha b'mas b'mis navna ha badku maya. Lechor she's going to die. So l'chora ein hachanami. Adrav, the pasuk, the fact that she's getting sick is an indication that she was mizanet. So how then could she contribute? So the Gemara says, b'mas navna derech evarim. She's not dying to the inside, internally. She's getting sick externally. So it's not from the Mayim Hamorim.
Oh, it just happened. Aish may rabbi, what happened? Just a fluke, it just happened.
Thank you.